put your blinders on because you absolutely do not have to do the three things that everyone else is doing in their business. Today, I'm going to break it down for you and help you get started simply and quickly. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers, and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Emily Reagan, and I am so glad you're here today. If you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. I am a fellow freelancer. I still do the client work, and I love to teach my friends how to get started. And I also help my friends who are already doing the work be inspired by other freelancers and learn digital marketing tips here on the podcast. So today I want to talk about marketing yourself, and this is specifically for those of you who are just getting started. There are three things you don't actually need to have in your VA, digital marketing assistant, digital service provider, or freelancer business. I know there's so many names that we could call ourselves, or maybe you have a specialized title. You don't have to do these things. I encourage you to put your blinders on and don't feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses. It's really easy to look around at other freelancers and think, oh my God, she's killing it. She's not doing the things I'm doing. And you know this saying, you're seeing the highlight reel. You're seeing the best of best. You don't know if this person is actually good at their job. They could be posting a reel every single day. Maybe they aren't even hired. Maybe they don't even have work. Like, you don't know the full story, right? Let's let that go. We're going to talk about three different things you don't need for your business that everyone tells you you need. And I see so many of my brand new students and even my course graduates struggle with this. The first thing, we're going to jump right into the bonus one because we just talked about this in last week's episode, episode 96. You don't actually need a big Instagram following or a big social media following or big email list, all of that audience stuff. I want you to go back to listen to last week's episode to find out how to get clients without social media marketing. That's the give me. I'm not going to recover that one because we just covered it. But I do want to talk about these other three things that I see holding back freelancers. Number one, the first thing you don't need is a big fancy website. Absolutely not. You can get started without one. In fact, you can start with just a Facebook page. You could start with just an Instagram page and use that as your quote landing page or resume page. I have gotten work since 2009 without a website. And that's because I'm in networks where I email and I talk to people and I get to meet with them and have discovery calls. You can have booking links now. You don't need a website to do that. You can use Calendly, you can use Acuity, or any of those other calendar scheduling booking programs. You can use that as your site alone. You don't need the other stuff. In fact, you can even build a portfolio in Canva and share that link as your website. When you're inside Facebook groups leaving comments and links, you can use the Canva link. You can use the Canva link in an email. It's super easy to do that. You can even use it in your social with your non-big social media following. Canva links and scheduling links are the way around it. If you do want to build a website, you can keep it super easy. You don't need to do all of the expensive WordPress hosting stuff. Go simple. Go one page. Have your services on there. Talk about you, your background, how you're going to help the client, and have a booking link. Have a testimonial. Keep it easy. You can gain a lot of experience by setting up your own website, but you don't need to do that at the beginning. People are going to get on a call with you and they're going to meet you and they're going to trust you and they're going to want to hire you because ultimately there are so many jobs out there and business owners who cannot find reliable work. If you can do the work, you will be golden. It's just going to take you that first client or two and you're going to start proving a name for yourself, and you absolutely do not need a website. I didn't have one until 2018, one Saturday evening where I drank a glass of wine and threw up a WordPress site. That was only 3 years ago, guys. I booked all of my clients through email before that, 100%, and you can do it too. Don't let a website hold you back. The other thing you don't need to have, which I feel like so many people get stuck on this one, is a perfect, systematized onboarding process or clear-cut workflows. it is okay to start with it not being perfect. And here's the thing, you're going to take on that first client, that second client, and you're going to work through the process. You're going to figure out, what do I need? What do I need access to? And if you're taking on clients who need a variety of work and you're customizing it for them anyway, you don't need this perfect onboarding process. You need the wiggle room to figure it out and work through it. And then as you get more experience and you start doing project work, if you're taking on a lot of new clients, then you need the workflow. Then you need the onboarding. Then you need to figure all of that out so you're not spending hours doing admin and creating folders and recreating contracts and all of that. But your first few clients, don't waste your time on that. I know you can still be professional without a perfect onboarding flow. You know what you need to do. You need to communicate with the client. You need to create a task list. You need to schedule a meeting and you need to get to work. Because when you're doing the work, you're going to gain the clarity. You're going to gain the competency and you're going to gain the confidence and you're going to gain more clients. 100%, I see this happen all the time. I see so many business owners who spend so much money on these other VA courses to learn how to systematize it and have the workflow and have like the pretty business filing and all of that. And that does not matter. What matters is you jump in and you start doing the work. You can figure that out. And there's tons of people out there who can help you, but it's going to come best from you creating your signature process, because that's going to be your unique selling proposition. This is the way I work and this is the way I do things. And there's some basics to all of that. It's common sense, but don't let this hold you up from the work. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing to communicate. I hope I sounded passionate back there because I was kind of getting a little heated up. I mean, this really bothers me because I see this in the unicorn journey. Like, you're just not going to have all of the answers till you start doing the work, okay? Don't let a website excuse hold you back, and don't let perfect onboarding and perfect systems hold you back. All right, number three, for the thing you don't actually need to start your business, a ton of experience. I was just chatting with a new friend the other day and she kept saying, but I'm not the expert, but I'm not the expert. I just wanted to shake her very gently with love and say, you are amazing. You are great. Your ability to jump in and help clients get stuff done is what they're paying for. If they want an expert, they'll go hire someone for $200-$500 an hour. They'll go schedule a VIP day. They'll book a website coder if they need that expertise. At this unicorn digital marketing assistant level, as a coordinator, as a virtual assistant, you are getting things done. All right, you're not expected to know all of the strategy, but you're expected to have the attention to detail, the communication skills, the follow through. And if you do come across something you can't figure out, it's okay not to know it all. In fact, that's one of those interview tests that you're supposed to have like the bad answer for. Like, the person who answers perfectly and has no flaws is a red flag. We all have strengths and weaknesses. It's how you communicate it and how professional are you. The beauty is, that's why I created the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, to give you the backbone in digital marketing fundamentals so you can get a client with zero experience. It's really hard to get hired, to get the contract signed if you have nothing to stand on. You need a course, you need some past education, some past job experience in order to stand on your two feet when you're applying for a job. Because in those situations, you can say, you know what, I haven't done that yet, but I have done this, or I've been in this situation and figured it out. And in person, in real life experience is solid. You can take whatever you did in the past, jazz it up for the online world to be able to get the work with the clients. And you know what? If they do expect an expert at starting hourly wages, move on to the next client, because that is a big red flag. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing work group. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. I tell business owners all the time when they're coming to me and they're looking to hire, and I'm like, look, at that price range, you will get someone newer, but you will get a whippersnapper. You hire for the growth mindset and you groom that person to be on your team and you start paying them more as they gain experience. That's how you keep someone on your team. If your budget is higher, go for the more specialized person. You might be out of the running for that. I'm sorry. If you've never run a Facebook ads campaign, it's going to be hard to get someone to give you their money, right? It's just how it is. And I feel like that's another episode to how to get into the specialized department. But you do not need a ton of experience to do this work. Digital marketing is not rocket science, especially the stuff we're doing on a weekly basis. But you do need to understand how it fits to the big picture of the business owner's online strategy. Like, what are they trying to do? And how do the tasks you're doing feed into the ecosystem? That's where business owners are getting tired of training someone from complete scratch that knows nothing, where they have to explain why they even have a Facebook group, yada, yada. Okay. So if you're interested, watch out, because that course, the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, is opening again soon. Okay. So we covered the three things you don't need in your business. You don't need a fancy website, you don't need onboarding perfection, you don't need tons of experience. And I want to go ahead and cover one other little thing. You don't have to have the perfect portfolio. Just get what you've done out there. You can let go of the perfection when it comes to that. You're doing work for clients. There's always, always that factor of satisfying the client's needs and wants and opinions, right? So if your portfolio isn't quite perfect and that's getting you stuck, I want you to go back and maybe create something for your dream client. Something you are proud of, and put that first, okay? That's the first thing people will see. Put your next best thing at the end. You do not have to worry about it being perfect. You're showing that you can do the work, that you can take a concept and repeat it, and the client is going to love that, okay? I know we're getting all kinds of messages out there. It's feeling super, super competitive, but if you can just come back to the core of this podcast message that I'm trying to share, is you do you, put your blinders on, show up as yourself, because ultimately online business owners are hiring you. They want you on their team. They want somebody who's reliable and trustworthy and all those things I talked about. They want someone who will get things done, be proactive, be self-sufficient, and ask questions when they need to. They really want a teammate who's dedicated to them, who cares about their business. All right, that's how you stand out. These other things will fall into place with time. What's so frustrating about this world is you might start off thinking your business is going to be one thing, spend hours and hours designing the perfect website, the perfect logo, the perfect Instagram feed, the perfect services packages, and all of that. And things can change so quickly. You might discover a new service you love. You might discover something you're really good at. You might burn out and realize, I don't actually like doing that. So you don't want to waste all those hours till you know 100% that this is it. And it's okay to change. I'm not saying you're locked and loaded into that. There's always going to be this fluency in this digital world. You're going to need to roll with the punches. So getting stuck in perfection, having it all figured out, is the way to keep you stuck and not moving forward. And where I want to see you is in the place where you're super confident, you're charging a premium, and you're working for your dream clients. But to get there, you're going to have to go through a couple phases of getting started and figuring it out. And that comes from doing the work, okay? So if you want to know exactly how to run your online business and set your own hours and make a living on your own terms, you want to have the flexibility to take the kids to ballet or soccer or stay home when COVID happens and daycare is closed, if you don't want to go back to a 60-hour work week, if you only want part-time hours, maybe a couple hours a week, you can still do that and make money and have the life of your dreams. How to Make a Living on Your Own Terms workshop is coming up the week of March 7th. It's going to show you how to take your skill set into the online space, create packages, and position yourself to book out, whether that is part-time, full-time, or somewhere in between. Be on the lookout for that workshop. If you're on my email list, you're golden. If you're following me on Instagram or if you're in my Facebook group, you are golden. You will not miss out. I hope to see you next week inside your podcast player with the next episode of Unicorns Unite. We're going to be getting into contracts and legally protecting yourself in your business. Also a question a lot of new people have, but we also run into this when we've been doing the client work and things go sideways. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have my lawyer on the show and it is going to be a good one. In the meantime, go ahead and send me a DM if this was helpful. Send me a screenshot listening. Even if you don't have a big Instagram account, I'd love to connect with you over there. All right, see you next week. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. Every week I bring, what do? Every week I'm in your earbuds. I should just quit now. I'm taking a sip of coffee. I don't know about you, but it is, I don't know if this is going to sound right. Now, even if you want to build a fake, pay attention, the how to make a, oops, that's not what it's called. Hold on. Let me get my webinar name right. If you want to be on the lookout, fumbling.